Lili Nishmas Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. We're starting Simon Tuf Kuf Nunam. Shulchan Aruch writes, this is from the Gemara, Mishenich Nesav Mamatim Besimcha. One lessens his simcha during the month of Av, and that means like you won't buy things that bring you simcha, and you lessen your simcha. The Shulchan Aruch brings an example from the Gemara. Uvar Yisrael disla dina bahade kusi lishamet mine. If a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, you should try to avoid it, delay it until later. Why? Dereya mazle. It's not an opportune time to have a court case because it's not a good time for the Jewish people during the 9 days. So you want to try to push it off. The Mishnah Berurah says ideally push it off all until Elul, but at least until after Tisha B'Av. I saw on the Sefarim that Av has two names, Menachem Av. So some of the Sefarim explain why two names, because there are two parts to Av. There's the sad part until Tisha B'Av, then the happier part afterwards. So Taka, if you can make it at least till after Tisha B'Av, then you're in the Menachem Av part, and then you can have the court case. Oh. Now the Rama adds on, Mila Shimi Rosh Chodesh Ad Tisha B'Av, Noagin Shamoel Ubal Bris Vabi Abein Lovshin Big Day Shabbos. The Rama says that if there's a Bris Mila during the 9 days, so the Mohel and the Baal Bris, that's the Sandik, and the father, and the Mishnah says also the mother, can wear Big Day Shabbos. Avarab Halchi Yasser. So this is the minhag that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have, only the Ashkenazim have, not to wear Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. That's a minhag Le'isser. The exception is for a Bris Mila, that these people can wear Big Day Shabbos. Now it's interesting, the Kvater, the Mishnah Berurah says, cannot wear Big Day Shabbos, but the woman who's the Kvater can. Why? Because that's the most that she can do. The greatest kibbutz that a woman has at a Bris is that she can be the Kvater. So taka for her, if she's the Kvater, she's allowed to wear the Big Day Shabbos. Then the Rama continues, "Afilu b'Shabbos shel Chazon ein machlifim liblosh big day Shabbos, ki makatonas levad." The Rama says you don't wear big day Shabbos even on Shabbos during the 9 days, except you change your shirt. Except that you would change your shirt because there's a lot of sweat in the shirt, and therefore you can change your shirt. The Mishnah Berurah says also the socks as well. So that's what the Rama says. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the minhag in Vilna was, al pi the gra, that one is allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos during the 9 days, and taka, that's even if Shabbos falls out on, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and is pushed off till Sunday, even on that Shabbos you're allowed, and that is the minhag. Rav Nemtzal quotes, that is the minhag, and you change into your Shabbos clothes close to Shabbos, but the minhag, our minhag is we follow the gra here, as opposed to the Rama. The Rama continues, about parsin parochas shel Shabbos, you can put out the parochas of Shabbos on Shabbos, unless im lo shira Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos v'nitcha. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you don't put on the Shabbos parochas. Shazen parsin parochas shel Shabbos at all. And just like we were Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos during the 9 days, even on a Tisha B'Av that's a Nidcha. So too, we change the parochas as well. Now the Rama concludes, Umishi Yeshlo Nesuim B'Shabbos Nachamu, Mutar Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos B'Shabbos Shel Chazon. So assuming you can't wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos, if you're getting married after Tisha B'Av, so then the Shabbos Chazon becomes your Ufer of Shabbos. So they're in honor of the Ufra of Shabbos, so the Chassan, and the Mishnah Berurah says also the father of the Chassan on the Kala can also wear Big Day Shabbos as well, the Kavod, the Chassan and Kala. However, wearing new clothing, Taka, would be Usser. But again, in our minhag is that we wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos normally during the 9 days. Now, if there's a bris during the 9 days, as we saw. So the Mishnah Ramah says that it's usher to wear big day Shabbos during the week, during the 9 days, except for the Baal Bris, his mutter. Who's the Baal Bris? The father and mother, the Moel, and the Sandik. Now what about taking a haircut, Giluach, in honor of the Bris? So the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Shari Tshuva. So here it's very interesting that there's a big machlokas, whether it's allowed for the Baalei HaBris to take a haircut in honor of the Bris that's during the 9 days. In the Shari Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chassam Sofer that it's mutter. In the Shari Tshuva, he quotes a machlokas, and he quotes, one of the Achronim makes a differentiation between Shavua Shechalbo and the 9 days. The 9 days is not found in the Gemara. That's a minug which developed later in the Ashkenazi communities. But Shavua Shechalbo is found. So some of the Achronim say, Shavua Shechalbo, one is not allowed to take a haircut in honor of the Bris, even the Sandik and the Mol and the Aviyah Ben. But during the 9 days, that was only a minug, the minug never applied there. And that was the conclusion of Rav Berkowitz Shlita. He put together that opinion in the Shari Tshuva, together with the Chassam Sofer in the Shari Tzion, who's Mekit Lagamre, that if it's during Shavua Shechalbo, one would not get a haircut in honor of the Bris, but during the 9 days, if it's before Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, if that's when the Bris happens, then it's even mutter for the Sandik and the Moel and the for the father to take a haircut in honor of the Bris, even during the 9 days. Okay, we'll stop here.